Holiday cheer wasn't enough to save a plunging stock market on Christmas Eve. According to Bloomberg, this Monday was the worst pre-Christmas day for the stock market on record, as the S&P 500 fell by nearly 3%. Adding to the tumult on Monday, the president lashed out at the Federal Reserve under Chair Jerome Powell, tweeting, quote, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed." And he added that, quote, "The Fed is like a powerful golfer who can't score because he has no touch. He can't putt." The president's combative tweet came after Powell announced a move last week to raise short-term interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. The new range is 2.25 to 2.5%, and it's the ninth increase since the end of 2015. The National Association of Realtors says this will nudge up mortgage rates. So, looking beyond the palace intrigue surrounding the Fed, what does this mean for current homeowners and future homebuyers? Megan McArdle is a columnist at The Washington Post, and she joins us now to break it all down. Thanks for being with us, Megan.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the specifics of the housing market, can you give us a quick overview of what's been happening to interest rates since the 2008 recession?
Right. So immediately as the 2008 recession, the financial crisis took hold, the Fed dropped interest rates down to zero and then started doing something called quantitative easing, which is basically kind of trying to push them almost past zero. That's a very gross oversimplification, but it's basically extremely expansionary monetary policy is what it's called. And that has held for basically almost a decade. And so what has happened is that, you know, the Fed has been saying, look, the economy is back on its feet. We can't just keep our monetary policy this loose forever. And so we have to start drawing back down, raising interest rates, drawing in our balance sheet. And the problem with that is, of course, that people had gotten used to very low interest rates, and they don't like it. But, you know, as the Fed has tightened, now we're still at a quite low interest rate by historical standards, to be clear. But it is not low compared to, say, 2013. So, you know, the president's very unhappy, obviously. But there are also implications for homeowners and other people who have debt, because, you know, when the Fed raises interest rates, when they tighten monetary policy, debt gets more expensive, and that has a ripple effect on all sorts of things.
Well, we have a caller who had some of her own concerns. Her name is Gail, and I want to play her call and get your thoughts on it.
I'm calling from Santa Rosa, California. The Fed interest rate hikes don't affect me very much because I have a 30-year fixed loan, and nothing's going to mess with that. But I do worry about my children who live in the Bay Area as well, and their ability or willingness to get into the home buying market.
Megan, we just spoke about the being safe if you've got that fixed rate home mortgage loan. But Gail's worried about the next generation, her kids. Is she right to be concerned? Will this deter people from looking to buy right now?
Yes and no. There is a sense, there's actually not a lot of great empirical research on this, but there is a sense that when people go into the market to buy a house, they don't really actually look at the sticker price of the house, they look at their monthly payment. How much monthly payment can I afford? And so obviously, if interest rates are going up, then that monthly payment will get higher. However, there's also a sense in which, you know, that sticker price of the house is not set by some independent factor. It's set by what payment people who are in the likely market for your home can afford. And so what's actually most likely to happen is not that, you know, prices will stay the same and then mortgage rates will go up, making the whole thing more expensive. It's actually more likely that prices will fall to compensate for the fact that monthly payments are going up and that you'll end up with roughly about the same monthly payment, but that what you will end up with is homeowners losing some equity in their homes. So it's actually, funnily enough, probably the group that needs to worry most is homeowners. You also, though, have a problem of something that I personally have. We're in the middle of a massive renovation. And the reason that we're in the middle of a massive renovation is that, you know, our house has various issues. It's maybe a little too small for us. And so we looked at buying somewhere else. And what we realized was that because we bought in 2010 and have a 3% 15-year mortgage, you know, there's no way we can replicate that anywhere else. It's cheaper to borrow more money, even at a variable rate, and renovate the house we have than to move. Mm. And there are a lot of people in that position where you're going to get a certain amount of lock-in in the market because people who got mortgages at those crazy low rates, right, even if they moved and bought a house that's exactly the same price, their payment would go up a lot because their mortgage rate is so low right now. And so for those people, I think you're going to see less mobility, you know, in the next sort of really honestly 10 to 15 years because you'll never get those rates again.
Well, that's what happened. We had a listener from Pittsburgh who wrote to us about this issue, and this is what the listener had to say, and I'm quoting here. I'm concerned because we've got a home equity line of credit instead of a traditional mortgage. It has a variable interest rate and has been quite low since we took out the note in 2008 or so. Should our listener in Pittsburgh be concerned? I think the answer is yes, but you tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously you should be concerned, right? I'm concerned. I think about this quite frequently. And one thing that they can think about doing is looking into converting that into a fixed rate loan now before rates go up further. But you know what? The fact is we can't predict where rates are going to go. We could have a recession and rates could stop or even go backwards, right? It's very hard to predict which way things are going. I would like to be able to say I think rates are going back to like 4 or 5%, not necessarily because I would like rates that high, but because I think that would be a signal to me that the economy is really robust, right? That we're really, you know, we raise rates and things are still okay. And I don't have that sign yet. But yeah, it is absolutely an area of concern for the listener. But at the same time, I think, you know, you don't know where rates are going to go. If we had a recession next year, rates would go back down.
Mm. What about renters? We talked about homeowners, home equity lines of credit. What about folks who aren't buying, but, you know, are these shifts also going to affect market rates at least?
Right. Well, renters may feel like they're not affected. And then the fact is their landlord has a mortgage, probably, which means their landlord is quite sensitive to interest rates, which means that things like how many homes are being built in the area are going to be sensitive to interest rates. You know, if you're a renter, the supply of housing helps determine what your rent is. And so does your landlord's cost structure. Your landlord cannot basically just indefinitely continue to rent to you at a loss. And so both of those things are probably actually going to put a little upward pressure on rents, which is actually how this is supposed to work, right? The idea is that you're trying to keep the economy at a roughly even keel, producing at its capacity, but not above its capacity. So this is essentially what happens, right? Is that when the economy overheats, inflation happens and people think that they're earning more for the work that they put in. And then they discover that prices have also gone up and they're not earning as much. And then they get less excited and they pull back. You want to run right where it can produce, but you don't want to kind of fool people into thinking they're richer than they are. And so the Fed's always walking that line back and forth, right across it. That is the difficulty, is that, you know, we don't know what it's going to look like. And, you know, to go back to the caller that we had, we don't know exactly whether the Fed's there or not. And we also don't know what's going to happen in, you know, 18 months when the economy could change and everything could be different.
Megan McArdle is a columnist at The Washington Post. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.